Welcome to this continuing series from Morgan Rees.
The Greeks, the Italians, and the UK had ruins of the history and the things that have gone on. Well, so does San Francisco. So we're going to take you to the Sutros Baths, the Cliff House, and see what's going on around there. And I think you're going to find this very interesting. It's one of the hidden gems of going on in San Francisco. So put on your seatbelt and let's go for this ride.
In Northern California, the Sutros Baths, Land's End, and the Cliff House are conveniently located from anywhere in the city. Adolph Sutro, a self-made millionaire, developed the amazing Sutros Baths in 1894. He constructed an ocean pool aquarium among the rocks north of the Cliff House. Sutro then expanded his oceanfront complex by constructing a massive public bathhouse that covered 3 acres and boasted an impressive engineering and artistic detail. Sutro's dream for the baths was to provide a healthy, recreational, and inexpensive swimming facility for thousands of San Franciscans. The power of the Pacific Ocean during high tide could fill the 1.7 million gallons of water required for all the pools in just 1 hour. The baths would accommodate 10,000 people at one time.
The end of an era. For all their glamour and excitement, the baths were not a commercial success over long term. Adolph Sutro died in 1898. Over time, the baths became less popular. In attempts to make the facility more profitable, the owners converted the baths into ice skating rinks, but Sutro Baths never regained its popularity, and the ice skating revenue was not enough to maintain the enormous building. In 1966, a fire destroyed what was left of the baths. The concrete ruins just north of the Cliff House are remains of the Grand Sutro Baths and have been part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area since 1973.
What's interesting is San Francisco had the Sutros Baths. Well, guess what? So did the Romans only 2,000 years earlier. Let's look at some clips.
Hey, we're about to have a little quick walkthrough on the Roman baths.
Rome baths were part of the day-to-day life in ancient Rome. Bath in Somerset contains one of the best examples of a Roman bath complex in Europe. For personal hygiene, people went to the local baths. However, the local bath complex was also a gathering point and served very useful to the community and for social functions. Here, people could also relax, keep clean, and keep up with the latest news.
Well, that was the Roman baths. I hope you enjoyed our walkthrough.
Well, we hope you enjoyed those little nuances of San Francisco, so you can check it out when you're here. So, I'll see you on the internet.
If you'd like to learn more, log on to www.morganrees.com. That's morganrees.com. Thanks for listening.